Okay, we're recording and the links have been turned on 10 minutes prior to the meeting. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Welcome to a regular Board of Directors meeting for Altus Schools. I'd like to welcome you all. Altus Schools is a Southern California nonprofit board which operates Altus Schools Southern California 2, Altus Schools Southern California 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary, Mirus Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary. I'm Waylon Myers, Chairman of the Board, and I'll be facilitating the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Chris Gordon.
Chris Gordon, founder and CEO of Re3 Gifts and present. Great to be with y'all.
All right, Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, president of Perrin Hall. We're a commercial furnishings and prefabricated interior construction company. Been in business for 75 years, and I'm present.
Great. Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens. I work for a company called Hydraulic Controls. I'm on my 29th year. I am the safety and training coordinator, and I am glad to be part of the board member, and I'm here.
Great. All right. I'm Waylon Myers. I'm the CEO of Myers Media Group. We've been around for over 15 years doing digital marketing services for mostly large online travel companies. And I'm present as well. Let's do the establishment of the quorum. So the quorum has been established, but now we need to make a motion for approval of item 1.3, which is the establishment of the quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3? We could alternate between board members if that makes it easier. So
Go, Jim.
Jim first.
Okay. Yeah. I
Make a motion.
make a motion
Yeah.
to approve the resolution
To approve item 1.3. Perfect. Okay.
of
Do I
item
have a
1.3. Okay. There we go.
second? Do I have a second for that motion?
This is Christina Stevens. I second that motion.
Excellent. All right. Let's take the vote according to roll call. Approving this. So we say aye if it's a yes or a no if it's a no. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers, aye. That is unanimous. All right. 1.4, the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Let me get my camera adjusted. And ready? Begin.
I
I pledge
pledge
of
allegiance
allegiance
to the
to the
flag,
flag
to
of
the
the
United
United
States
States
of
of
America,
America.
And
And
to
to
the
the
Republic
Republic
for which it stands,
which is one
saved.
nation,
Nation,
one nation,
God,
under
indivisible,
God, indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
us.
Boy, that's a cacophony, isn't it? Okay, great. Moving on to 1.5, approval of the agenda, which is on pages 1 to 3 in your agenda. Do I have a motion for approval with the recommendation from Mary Bixby?
I so recommend.
Okay, is there a motion? You can go to Christina next and then Chris and then Jim if you guys want to do that.
I motion to approve.
Great. All right, do I have a second for that motion? Approving item
I'll
1.5.
second that. This is Chris Gordon. I'll second that motion.
Okay, excellent. All right, let's conduct the vote on that motion. So, Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers, I vote aye. All right, section 2.0, public comment. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of Altus Schools Southern California Board, non-agenda items, shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In meetings held over Zoom, any person who wishes to make a comment on either non-agenda or agenda items shall use the raise hand feature of Zoom to notify the board. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Section 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for the members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments comments on items not on the agenda? Sorry, let me get this aimed down again.
We are not aware of any.
Okay. There we go. And I don't see any raised hands, so moving on to section 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items appearing on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Not seeing any raised hands, so we'll move on. Section 3.0, closed session. So we're going to be moving into closed session to address the following items. That will be 3.2.1, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 or 3 of subdivision D of section 549, 56.9, one case. Also section 3.2.2, public employment, title founder, president, and chief executive officer, and section 3.2.3, public employment, title executive director. Before we do that, there's a public comment on closed session items opportunity. So this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on closed session items in 3.2.1 through 3.2.3. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any comments at this time? I don't see any raised hands. So the board is going to be convening to closed session at 1:07 p.m. And Angela will be placing us in another room for Jim, Chris, and Christina. I see everybody. All right. All right, we are returning to open session. Thank you so much for your patience. I know that was a long one. Let's see here. Okay, so no action was taken during the closed session, and we're returning at 2:03 p.m. We need to take roll again to ensure everybody's back in the room. So when I call your name, just announce that you're here. Chris Gordon?
Here, yes, present.
Okay. Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, present.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, present.
And obviously, Waylon Myers is present. Okay, moving to administrative items, section 5.1, consider acceptance of Laura Barrero's letter of resignation effective August 24th, 2023. Mary, do you have a report for this item? Anything you'd like to add?
You're muted, Mary.
There you go.
Great sadness that we realized that this was coming. Laura's in a new position and it's very time consuming. And so she just didn't feel she'd be able to give her best to the service of Alta Schools. But she's very grateful for the experience and it was just so very positive about it. But I do recommend that we accept her resignation with a great big thanks for all of her work and support.
Absolutely. Couldn't say it better. Do I have a motion for approval for item 5.1? I think we're on Chris.
Motion to approve item 5.1.
And do I have a second for that motion?
This is Jim Herr, and I second that motion.
Well, great. All right. Let's conduct the vote via roll call. Say aye if you agree or no if you don't. Chris, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers says aye. That is accepted. Section 5.2, consider approval of 2023 to 2024 board meeting calendar changes. The updating board meeting dates are as follows. Thursday, September 7th, 2023 at 1 p.m. That's not different. Thursday, December 7th, 2023 at 1 p.m. Also not changed. Wednesday, February 28th, 2024 at 1 p.m. is new. Thursday, March 7th, 2024, 2 p.m. special board meeting, no change there. And Wednesday, June 26th, 2024, 8:30 a.m., no change there. Mary, do you have anything you'd like to comment about these dates?
Those dates have been arrived at based on when we are asked to submit financial reports that have been approved by the board. And so we certainly want to work with our authorizers and do that across the board with all our schools. All right, so I ask that you approve those dates.
All right. Do I have a motion for approval for item 5.2? I think we're on Christina now.
I make a motion to approve item 5.2.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
All right, let's take a vote via roll call. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. 5.3, consider approval of board meeting dates for workshop regarding professional development training, including best practices of charter schools, board management, updates on the Charter Schools Act, and a review of corporate practices, fiduciary duties, and fiscal oversight, the Brown Act, and conflict of interest laws. This one's a fun one. 5.3.1, part one on Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And 5.3.2 would be part two on Monday, November 13th, 2023, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Mary, do you have any comments on that?
No, these are required annual workshops. So I request that you approve them. And I believe they are taped. If someone has a problem with that actual time being present, they can later on view the workshop.
Great.
But I just wanted to say a caveat, Mary, that even though they can watch it at a later date, keep in mind that we still have to maintain quorum during all these workshops.
Right.
Yeah. There must be a quorum.
Oh, which means at least two people have to be there. Okay, thank you.
All right. Do I have a motion for approval of items 5.3.1 through 5.3.2?
This is Christina Stevens. I motion for approval of items 5.3 to 5.3. I forgot. Sorry.
It's okay.
5.31 and 5.32.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. Excellent. Do I have a second for that motion?
This is Jim Herr, and I second that motion.
All right, let's conduct our vote on that via roll call. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye. All right, section 5.4, consider approval of amendment to employment agreement for founder, president, and chief executive officer. As to the next two agenda items, specifically agenda item 5.4 and 5.5, regarding the board's consideration of approval of amendments to the employment agreements for the founder, president, and chief executive officer, as well as the executive director, I would note that these amendments are solely limited to updating these positions' job titles to better align with the job titles utilized in the traditional school district setting. Specifically, the proposal is to change the title of the founder, president, and chief executive officer to the superintendent, school services, and founder, and to change the title of executive director to the deputy superintendent, school services. All other terms and conditions of these positions employment agreements would remain the same. It's my recommendation that the board approve the amendment. Do I have a motion to approve the amendment of the founder, president, and chief executive officer's employment agreements to reflect the changed title to superintendent, school services, and founder?
Chris Gordon, and I motion to approve item 5.4.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
All right, great. Let's take our vote via roll call. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
And Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers, aye. That passes. 5.5, consider approval of the amendment of the employment agreement for executive director. Do I have a motion to approve an amendment to the executive director's employment agreements to reflect the changed title to deputy superintendent school services?
Christina Stevens, I move to approve motion 5.5.
Thank you. Is there a second to that?
This is Jim Herr, and I second that motion.
All right, let's take our vote then. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye. That passes then. 5.6, President's Report, So we're going to defer some of these in the interest of time. Mary, which ones were we going to defer?
Well, I suggest that we defer all three.
Okay.
The closed session took a little longer than we had anticipated. So I apologize to Trevor. Are you there somewhere, Trevor? Apologize. And Catherine Rambo, Dean Catherine Rambo. We had such a wonderful retreat, and there were presentations, and these two presentations were just stellar. And so I was very enthusiastic, and I wanted to share it with the rest of you. But in the interest of time, I want you to be relaxed. And I know some of you have meetings following this one. So if you don't mind, I'd like to trail this and have one presentation maybe in December and another presentation later on, because I don't want them to rush through it. They are just excellent. And I know you will enjoy them, but I don't want them to have to rush through and, you know, just to be courteous. And so I think I would request that we trail 5.6, the whole president's report.
All right. I agree with that as well. Do we need to take a vote on that, do you think?
Probably a good idea. Why not?
Okay. So do I have a motion to trail the president's report to a future date?
Chris Gordon, I motion to trail 5.6.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
All right, let's take our vote then. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. All right, moving on to section 5.7, the strategic plan update. I won't read each one of these things out. I think I will just let you guys start it. So with 5.7.1, the school productivity indicators, Tim, do you want to do the report on these?
Yes, thank you, Board Member Myers. In pages 5 through 22 of your board packet, you'll see all the different productivity indicators for the last two learning periods of the 22-23 school year and the first learning period, which pretty much covers the month of July for the new 23-24 school year. For the new school year, you'll see the differences in terms of increase of productivity. Day 02 at the end of learning period one was at 99.8%, which was an increase of 5.9% over last year. Day 03 was at 99.8% as well, which is an increase of 6.5% over last year. Adeo Valley was at 99.1%, which was at 4.6% increase. Grossmont was 92%, which was a 4.2% increase. Mirrors was a 94.4%, which was an 8.3% increase. And Sweetwater was 97.6%, which is 5.7% increase. So for the first month of this current year for the work productivity, which is equates to attendance, we're coming out of the gates pretty strong for all six of the schools for this corporation. So good job to all the teachers and the instructional staff that's working hard towards engaging students and seeing that they're learning.
So. Absolutely. The level of enthusiasm from the instructional staff and the support is what makes the difference. So thank you so much.
That's fantastic. Really, really excellent work. Is that the complete report for 5.7?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. We can move to 6.0 action items. 6.1 are the action items for Adeo Charter School 2. 6.1.1 is to consider the approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 1 through 22 through June 30th, 2023. Lynn, do you have a report for item 6.1.1?
Yes, thank you, Board Chair Myers. The unaudited actuals is a mandated reporting required for charter schools, for all charter schools. The Adeo 2 closed the fiscal year for 22-23 with a P2ADA of 256. The total revenues are $4.387 million. The total expenditures is $4.147 million with a net result of operations for this fiscal year of $239,978. When the school opened the fiscal year of 22-23, the beginning fund balance is $2.224 million, and the school closed the fiscal year with a $2.464 million fund balance or net assets. Thank you.
Excellent. Mary, anything you'd like to add to that?
No, thank you. That's plenty.
Sounds good. Do I have a motion to approve item 6.1.1?
This is Jim Herr, and I make a motion to approve item 6.1.1.
And do I have a second for that motion?
It's Christina Stevens. I second the motion.
All right, excellent. Then let's take the vote via roll call. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. All right, 6.1.2 is consider approval of the Arts, Music, and Instructional Materials Discretionary Block Grant Plan, which you can find information on pages 28 through 30 in your packet. Lynn, do you have a report for item 6.1.2?
Yes, thank you. I wanted to preface that the Arts, Music, and Instructional Materials Discretionary Block Grant is a one-time funding provided to local educational agencies in California, including charter schools. The allowable expenditure criteria are listed on the plan that you were provided to you, such as professional development and procurement of instructional materials, such in visual and performance arts, ethnic studies, financial literacy, computer science. It can also be spent on professional development and materials to improve the school climate. It can also be spent on operational costs, such as increase in retirement costs, increase in healthcare costs, technology devices, and technology infrastructure. The funding is based on the 2021-2022 P288 at a funding rate of $666 per ADA. So for the Odeo Charter School 2, the funding allocation is $76,586. And the school plans to allocate the funding as follows. 20% of the funds, or $15,317 for criteria one, expenditure on instructional materials and PD core classes. 4%, or $3,062, on criteria two, for curriculum and PD for school climate. 4%, or $3,063, on criteria three, for developing diverse school library. And lastly, 72%, or $55,142 of the $542 allocation on criteria four, which is operational costs, and mainly really this is to support the rising retirement cost. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Lynn. Do I have a motion to approve item 6.1.2?
This is Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
It's good. Jim, Christina, and then Chris.
Okay, it's Jim. I make a motion to approve item 6.1.2.
Great. Thank you, Jim. And do I have a second for that motion?
This is Christina Stevens. I second that motion.
Okay, great. Well, let's take our vote via roll call. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
Waylon Myers votes aye as well. That passes. Okay, 6.2, action items for Odeo Charter School 3. Consider approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 1, 22 through June 30th, 2023, as you can find them on pages 31 to 35. Lynn, do you have a report for 6.2.1?
Thank you. Odeo 3 closed the fiscal year for the 22-23 with a P280A of 128. Total revenues equates to $3.80 million, and total expenditures is $2.050 million, with a net result of operations for the fiscal year at $329,717. When the school opened the fiscal year of 22-23, the beginning fund balance was $984,156, and it closed the fiscal year with a fund balance or net assets of $1.314 million. Thank you.
That's great. Mary, any comments on that?
None.
Okay. Do I have a motion for approval of 6.2.1? Christina's turn.
This is Christina Stevens. I motion to approve action 6.2.1.
Okay. Do I have a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second that motion.
Thank you, Chris. Okay. Let's take our vote. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. 6.2.2, consider approval of the Arts, Music, and Instructional Materials Discretionary Block Grant Plan on pages 36 to 38. Lynn, do you have a report?
Yes, thank you. Bodega 3 is receiving $39,615 for this grant. Of these total revenues, 21% is allocated for criteria 1, 6% will be allocated on criteria 2, 4% will be allocated on criteria 3, and 69% will be allocated for criteria 4 for operational costs. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.2.2?
Chris Gordon, motion to approve item 6.2.2.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a second for that motion?
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
Okay, let's take the vote. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Layla Myers votes aye. 6.3, action items for Idaho Valley Charter School. And 6.3.1, consider the approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 1, 2022 through June 30, 2023. On pages 39 through 45. Lynn, do you have a report for us?
Yes, thank you. Odeo Valley closed the fiscal year for 22-23 with a P2ADA of 248. Total revenues are equivalent to $4.148 million, and total expenditures is $3.971 million, with a net result of the operations for the fiscal year of $176,328. When the school first opened for the fiscal year 22-23, the beginning fund balance was $1.699 million, and it closed the fiscal year with a $1.876 million fund balance or net assets. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.3.1?
This is Jim Herr, and I make a motion to approve item 6.3.1.
And do I have a second for that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second that motion.
All right, let's take our votes. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Layla Myers votes aye. 6.3.2, consider approval of the Arts, Music, and Instructional Materials Discretionary Block Grant Plan. That's on pages 46 through 48. Lynn, do you have a report?
Yes. Odeo Valley is allocated for this Block Grant of $81,858, and the school plans to allocate as follows: 18% for criteria 1, 5% for criteria 2, 3% for criteria 3, and 74% for criteria 4. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.3.2?
It's Christina Stevens, and I approve item 6.3.2.
Okay, do I have a second for that motion?
This is Jim Herr, and I second that motion.
Excellent. Let's take our votes. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye as well. 6.4, action items for Grossmont Secondary School. And 6.4.1, consider approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 1, 2022 through June 30th, 2023 on pages 49 through 53. Lynn, do you have a report?
Yes, thank you. Grossmont Secondary School closed the fiscal year for 22-23 with a P2ADA of 277. The total revenues are $5.053 million, and the total expenditures is $4.966 million, with the net result of operations of $87,887. When the school opened the fiscal year of 22-23, the beginning fund balance was $4.842 million, and Grossmont closed the fiscal year with a $4.930 million for ending fund balances or net assets. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.4.1?
Chris Gordon, motion to approve item 6.4.1.
And do I have a second?
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
Excellent. Let's take our votes. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Layla Myers votes aye. 6.4.2, consider approval of the Arts and Music and Instructional Materials Discretionary Block Grant Plan on pages 54 through 56. Lynn, your report, please.
Yes, thank you. Grossmont Secondary School is allocated $109,816 and the school plans to allocate and have the to allocate expenditures as follows. 17% of the funds is on is allocated for criteria one expenditure, 4% is on criteria two, 2% is on criteria three, and 77% is on criteria four, which is operational cost. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.4.2?
This is Jim Herr, and I make a motion to accept item 6.4.2.
Do I have a second?
Christina Chris Gordon, Stevens. I second that motion.
All right, let's take the votes then. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Waylon Myers votes aye. 6.5, action items for Mirus Secondary School. 6.5.1, consider approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2023 on pages 57 through 61. Lynn, your report, please.
Yes, thank you. Mirus closed the fiscal year 22-23 with a P2ADA of 293. Total revenues is $5.425 million. The total expenditures is equivalent to $4.693 million, giving a net result of operations of $731,810. When the school opened the fiscal year for 22-23, it has a beginning fund balance of $4.037 million, and it closed the fiscal year with a fund balance or net asset of $4.768 million. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Do I have approval for item 6.5.1?
Christina Stevens, I move for approval of item 6.5.1.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Chris Gordon, I second that motion.
Okay, let's take the votes. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Maylon Myers votes aye. 6.5.2, consider approval of the Arts, Music, and Instructional Materials Discretionary Block Grant Plan on pages 62 to 64. Lynn, the report, please.
Yes, thank you. Mirror Secondary School is receiving $107,285, and it plans to allocate 20% of the funds for criteria one expenditures, 4% on criteria two expenditures, 4% on criteria three expenditures, and 72% on criteria four for operational costs.
Thank you very much. Do I have an approval for item 6.5.2? Motion for approval, that is.
Chris Gordon, motion to approve item 6.5.2.
Thank you, sir. And a second for that motion?
Jim Herr, I second that motion.
All right, let's take the votes. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Waylon Myers votes aye. 6.6, action items for Sweetwater Secondary School, and 6.6.1, consider approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 1, 2022 through June 30th, 2023 on pages 65 to 69. Lynn, do I have a report?
Yes, thank you, sir. Sweetwater Secondary closed the fiscal year for 22-23 with a P2ADA of 388. Total revenues is equivalent to $6.484 million, and the total expenditures is $6.404 million, with a net result of operations of $80,956. When the school opened the fiscal year for 22-23, it has a beginning fund balance of $4.043 million, And it closed the fiscal year with a $4.123 million as the fund balance or net assets. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.6.1?
This is Jim Herr, and I make a motion to approve item 6.6.1.
And do we have a second?
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
All right, let's take the votes. Chris Gordon, your vote?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Waylon Myers votes aye. 6.6.2, consider approval of the Arts, Music, and Instructional Materials Discretionary Block Grant Plan on pages 70 to 72. Lynn?
Yes, thank you. Sweetwater Secondary has a funding allocation of $118,012, and the school plans to allocate the funding as follows. 20% of the funds for criteria one expenditure, 4% for curriculum and PD for school climate, 4% for criteria three, which is to develop diverse school library, and 72% of criteria four for operational costs. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.6.2?
Christina Stevens, I move to approval for section 6.6.2.
Do I have a second?
Chris Gordon, I second that motion.
All right, let's take the votes. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr? We can't hear you, Jim, unless you left.
Jim Herr, aye.
Okay, great. Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers, what's aye? All right, 7.0, board comments and announcements. From time to time, each board member may have topics of interest they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any further comments or announcements from the board? No? Okay, moving on. 8.0 adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Chris Gordon.
Everybody.
Motion for 8.0 to adjourn.
Do I have a second and a third?
Jim Herr, I second that motion.
All right, let's take a vote then. Chris Gordon, your vote.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
Christina Stevens?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Waylon Myers votes aye. That is it, folks. Thanks very much for rushing through the last part. Have a great week.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.